Welcome to the special meeting of the Board of Education for October 11th, 2016. This board meeting has a single purpose. Tonight we'll be deciding whether to accept or reject the recommendation of Hearing Officer McCray, concerning Kathleen Christie. Kathleen Christie's counsel, Andrew Stavros, as the board knows, made the following statement concerning their position regarding publicizing this matter in a public board meeting. To the extent that the district is concerned that this is a personnel matter and not properly a matter that should be open to the public, please note that my client hereby waives any objection to this matter being open to the public and information concerning her actions, discipline, etc., being open to the public. We think the public should be able to hear the evidence upon which the hearing officer relied to support his decision, as well as the evidence produced by each party at the hearing. That is a preface. I will be open to a motion.
I move that we go into closed session on October 11th at 6:05 p.m. for litigation.
Do I hear a second? Any discussion? Mr. Clark.
Yeah, I just want to go on record as saying that I'm a bit concerned about this. I've been trying for a week to get information on this. You know, we're making a decision tonight on the hearing of the hearing officer, and our own policy says that we would review the record, or that we would base that on the record of the hearing, but we weren't given a copy of the record of the hearing. And so I got 10 pages, half of them, a quarter of them probably were redacted. So I just want to go on record that, you know, I think this is a bit rigged if we don't have that information, you know, to do that. And so I brought a letter that I want to pass out, and it just explains my objection to.
You're welcome to pass out a letter, Mr. Clara. I would point out that what the statute and policy both anticipate is that if we reject the hearing officer's recommendation, then it would be necessary for the board to go and define its own process for making a decision on this appeal. But tonight, what we're going to do is consider the hearing officer's recommendation only, because that would be a very lengthy process if we decide that we need to go forward and make the board's own decision.
Right, I'm just saying that the hearing officer's determination that we got, he refers to a lot of things and he doesn't have evidence there, and then, you know, he's referring to the hearing, but we don't have any of the transcript of the hearing, so it's difficult for me to track exactly what he's doing.
Do you have pages of the transcript to which you referred? All of us.
10 pages about, and a quarter of them are redacted. So I'm just saying that you know, it's not enough information, and I don't understand what's the explanation, you know, to hide information from us and not give us all the information so that we can make an informed decision.
No attempt to hide information, Michael. If you feel like this is insufficient information that we have from the hearing officer, then we're able to go a different
way. Right, no, not from the hearing officer, from the superintendent. It's a transcript of the hearing.
Because we have limited time, I'm going to ask if there are other board members who would like to speak to the motion.
No, I had a question. That was a question. Is there an explanation why that wasn't disclosed to us?
I think the explanation is that we were given the hearing officer's recommendation and everything to which he referred in the recommendation. So our task tonight is to determine whether or not we feel this is a reasonable recommendation that we can accept, or whether or not we need to, or if we need to undertake our own process for determining the answer to the appeal.
Okay. I didn't hear a reason, but okay.
Thank you. Anyone else?
Well, it seems to me like the parts that are redacted in the information we got are names of individuals who were part of the hearing. And that I think goes to why I think it might be a good idea to have this as a closed session meeting, despite Kathleen's willingness to waive that, just because there are other people who are a part of this, and I hate to bring them into that without their consent, especially since this is, as Heather said, is a discussion just on the hearing officer's report.
thinking.
Yeah, we had advice from counsel that it would be a good idea to protect them.
People who testified at the hearing were compelled to testify with the expectation that their names would be kept out of the public eye, at least for this phase. So, with that in mind, are we ready to vote on the motion?
Mm-hmm.
All those in favor of going into a closed session to discuss matters of imminent litigation, please say aye.
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 And we probably do need Lorenz.
We need to go.
Right. Go ahead, Melissa. Can you please, by voice?
Yes.
Christy Smith, yes.
Can you state the time?
Oh,
sorry.
Do you want each of us to state the time?
Just
Melissa.
No, to state the time.
Oh, time is
6:09.
Okay,
yeah.
Sorry.
6:08.
Okay.
Melissa Ford, yes.
We'll take your time.
Christy Smith, yes.
Michael Clare, no.
Tiffany Sandberg, yes.
Heather Bennett, yes.
Kathleen Kennedy, yes.
Okay, this requires 2/3 of the board to vote in the affirmative or 2/3 of the quorum, so we will go into closed session. Thank you. I will take a motion to go back into open meeting session, please. I don't need to do that, but you said I did. No. All right, well then we'll just declare the meeting open again. Thank you very much. And I want to again repeat some of the information I said at the beginning because not everyone was here. Tonight we're trying to decide whether to accept or reject the recommendation of the hearing officer McCrae concerning Kathleen Christie. Ms. Christie's counsel, Andrew Stavros, made the following statement concerning Ms. Christie's position regarding publicizing the matter and discussing it in an open meeting. To the extent that the district is concerned that this is a personnel matter and not properly a matter that should be open to the public, please note that my client hereby waives any objection to this matter being open to the public and information concerning her actions, discipline, etc., being open to the public. We think the public should be able to hear the evidence upon which the hearing officer relied to support his decision, as well as the evidence produced by each party in the hearing. The board chose to proceed to discuss the matter in a closed session, and largely because it is a matter that's pending, subject to possible pending litigation. It's unknown what Ms. Christie's waiver might mean if she chooses to challenge the board's decision in the Utah court. Notwithstanding her waiver, this process involved hearing testimony from district employees who have not waived their right to have their identity disclosed to the public. These employees were compelled to testify in a confidential hearing and did not choose to be placed in the public eye. Therefore, in discussing this matter, the board members should refrain from disclosing names or other identifiable information regarding any employee in a public meeting to avoid possible litigation by the identified employee. In the event that a board member discloses the name or other identifiable information concerning any employee who was called as a witness in this hearing, he or she will be doing so without board approval and may be personally liable for any damages sustained by that employee. The parameters of this discussion today, because of the time constraints that we're under and the time constraints of certain board members, I would like to suggest that I limit any comment to the motions to 1 minute per board member, and of course you can waive your right to comment. So now I would take a motion from a member of the board.
I move that, do I need to state the time? Okay. I move that we accept the recommendation of the hearing officer.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
All right, to the motion. Melissa, would you like to speak to the motion?
No.
No.
Christy? Michael?
Yeah, I'll speak to it. I'm going to vote no because, you know, the limited information that I had doesn't persuade me that the initial demotion was fair. And then I just believe this whole process has been rigged in giving us information that's redacted and not full information about the hearing. It's just beyond me how an informed decision could be made with that kind of fractured information. I think that we were manipulated, and I just refuse to be subjected and be a victim of that kind of manipulation, so I definitely will vote no reject this hearing officer's determination.
Thank you.
Ms. Gilbert?
I have nothing.
Ms. Kennedy?
No comments.
My only comment is that I feel this board, every single member, took seriously this charge and found it difficult and wrenching. And in our discussions, I was impressed with the level of seriousness that every board member, with which every board member approached the discussion. So seeing no other
public comment.
No, there's no public comment in this meeting, sir. We can proceed then to a vote of the board. All those in favor of the motion, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. And opposed?
I'm opposed.
Thank you. Motion carries. Without any other business before the board today,
motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Second?
I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you very much, and thank you for coming.